And with me on the phone right now from Joplin, Missouri, is Christina Thomas. She is, of course, the energy correspondent for KUAF. Her work is provided in part by EnergyCorps, which is a division of AmeriCorps. And I guess, Christina, there are many AmeriCorps people that are there volunteering in Joplin today. Is that correct?
That is correct. I would say there are a few hundred AmeriCorps people here.
And you and the other EnergyCorps representatives from Northwest Arkansas caravaned up to Joplin this morning, right?
We did. There's also a group from Rogers that is here as well.
And are you bringing supplies?
We did bring we brought some bottled water and some food donations, as well as baby clothes and other clothing and bedding. They do say, actually, that they do not want clothing and stuff, though. They have enough donations at this time.
Are there other things that they specifically have said they need more of?
They need water and food, bottled water and food.
So non-perishable food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where exactly you are in Joplin at this moment?
The meeting point was at Missouri Southern University or Southern College, Missouri Southern College. That's where I am right now, kind of waiting to get on a bus. And I believe we're actually going to a Red Cross shelter and volunteering there today.
And from what I know about the city of Joplin, the college campus is not in the swath of that large tornado. It was largely undamaged.
Correct. I actually at this point have not seen a lot of damage. Driving in on the highway, there were a few buildings along the highway that you could see that had been demolished and signs were ripped down.
All right. Well, I guess, will you be spending the entire day there today?
Yes, we will. And even coming back if they need us to.
Okay. Well, Christina, thank you very much. Be careful and look forward to talking to you more about what you see and experience over the next couple of days.